Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building. Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building. Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
California tonight, 50,000 megahertz, getting down with the get down, and like we always do, Monday through Thursday is the call time. Be there or be square. If you called in and locked in on the computers around the world, the chat room is not open tonight because I am doing this show on the road. I'm at Crescent Heights in Santa Monica right now, heading to the Celebrity Center in Hollywood. Your boy got another audition. This is the second one today. I'm on the grind, baby, basically. You know, you got to get out here and have the muscle to do the hustle, because if they want to tussle, you got to be able to dig and bustle and rustle. And, yeah, all that made sense when it rhymed, but it didn't make sense in the English vernacular when it come down to you trying to figure out and decipher what I just said. Don't matter. I am broadcasting out of Hollywood. Rolling today. We're going to do some today's insanity today because the world has gone crazy. Let's see, I'm at Fairfax in Santa Monica, so I'm going to bust a left here and head. Now, people can't drive. People definitely can't drive. Have you seen the news lately? There was approximately, I'm just saying approximately, 640 car crashes here in Southern California. And that's because it rained. When it rained, people lose their cotton picking mind out of it, man. People just go, oh my God, it's raining. I can't control the vehicle. The car automatically turned into water sport vehicles. The car turned into speedboats all of a sudden. Then it came to 640 car crashes. Now, I know the insurance company is happy about that. And I bet most of those people who were crashing are transplants. And here in California, a transplant is a person that come from somewhere else. Don't necessarily have to be from out of the country, just from anywhere but here. I see them all the time driving around here, don't know where the hell they're going, get with these foreign license plates. Yeah, they're foreign to me. License plates say Idaho, Utah, Minnesota, Arizona, anybody who ain't from California, driving around, don't know what they're doing. In my way, you know, is a foreigner. Because they be driving all slow. You know what, though? I can't blame them because I'm the same when I'm somewhere. I don't know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, and I'm looking for a location to get to, I'm driving slow, looking around. But that's the difference between me and some of these other people. Some of these people are from California who can't drive. So, again, we're broadcasting live from Hollywood. I'm at Fountain and Fairfax right now. I got to go to Franklin to the Celebrity Center for this audition. So the chat rooms on the switchboards are not operable at this time. So if you locked in and loaded up, stay on for the ride. It's a good one. It's always a good one. We got about 400 and 8 shows in the archives for your listening edification. If you just tuned in, Stevie Mack Radio is a proud sponsor of StevieMac.com, which is the place where you can go and find out where Stevie Mac going to be at next and what they're doing and what's fun and what not. You can become a friend on Facebook. Join the group over Facebook, man. The group page, they get the joke of the day, and they get all sorts of little information that the regular page don't get. Now, I have two regular pages now. First one's at 5,000, the second one's at 100, so it's building. The group is at 1,460, down from 1,590. Some people apparently were in the group and wasn't aware that they get all sorts of information like, hey, vote for the chocolate chip dancers. We're going to win this one. Stevie Mac will be performing over here, and here's the joke for the day. And they don't check their inbox. The inbox on Facebook is equivalent to your email box. I got a pet peeve. It ain't just me. I got other friends who concur with me on this one. We don't like those of you who don't check your emails. You know, man, what's that all about, not checking your emails? Come on. Come on, son. Come on. What's that all about, not checking? Check your email, man. I mean, if you're trying to handle your business and doing stuff, check your email. And so anyway, some of these people on Facebook ain't checked their inbox in over a year, and I tell you how I know that. Because I'm getting people, that say, oh, so-and-so has just accepted your friend request. You know what? I said so-and-so that friend request over a year ago, and they're just now getting around to it, which means they're just checking their inbox. Some people set these accounts up, man, and then go on hiatus. Yeah, got that going. Let me move on to the next thing. And forget they even got it. Oh, man. So anyway, with that being said, there's some things going on. Go ahead and join the group, over there. And follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. We can stalk each other in cyberspace. A lot of people don't understand Twitter. Twitter's celebrating a big one right now. They're celebrating the big, where are they celebrating? They're celebrating a big to-do. If you watch the news and everything, you'll see what they're celebrating. They're celebrating the big one. Charlie Sheen on Twitter has set a record. He's got 3 million followers. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, I'm thinking, who are these people following Charlie Sheen on Twitter, and why? Well, I was one of them. I deleted my account with him. I stopped following Charlie Sheen. It was just a train wreck, man, and that's why people tune in to see the train wreck. You know how people be looky-loos? You be driving down the freeway, and everybody's slowing up on the freeway to see another's misfortune. You get up there, and it's like somebody got their hood up on their car. And everybody slow down to see that. What are you looking for? Keep going. Then traffic head up all of a sudden. Traffic go from 5 miles per hour back to 80. Right up to everybody past the person who had the hood up. So Charlie Sheen is like the guy with the hood up. But more so, he's more like a vehicle turned over, smoking, and on fire. That's more like what he's like. But now I hear, rumor has it, that CBS is ready to get back in talks with him. About 2.5 men. Wow. You know what? They're smart if they do. I'm not going to say they're not smart because anybody that could get 3 million followers on Twitter and get a concert, who don't go see Charlie Sheen for 15 minutes in concert. He done sold $8 million worth of tickets to see him in concert around the country or the world, to see him on a rant. So anybody who can sell $7, $8 million worth of tickets who really ain't got nothing to offer, plus 3 million followers on Twitter, that person there, yeah, you want his ass back on your show because that many more people is going to tune in. And now the interest is built. People who never heard of 2.5 Men now know about it because you can't buy this kind of publicity, man. It could have been all a big old publicity stunt to build up more viewership so he can go back and ask for 3 million episodes, which he's asking for. And if he gets it, my hat's off to Charlie. Now, my Jimmy hat's off to him if he gets that. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. Okay, some of the things happening in the news, more things is, let me explain before I go there. That a lot of people wonder, what is Twitter? People always go, what is Twitter? If you just tuned in, first of all, I am rolling. I am in Hollywood. I am not at the switchboards or in the studio. And so the chat room and the callers The switchboard is not open, the chat room is not open, so I am on a rant. This is today's insanity rant. Rolling with it. Okay, so I need to turn right and get up on Franklin. I'm at Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea, and this is like the worst place for looky-loos and tourists walking around with their thumb in their ass, looking and don't look at where they're going because they're looking at everything else and they're tweeting and taking pictures and slow driving like this guy here and all that stupid stuff, causing accidents. So anyway, what is Twitter? I'll tell you what Twitter is. Now, this is just Stevie's definition of it, but basically, you go in a bathroom and you go into the stall, and in that bathroom stall, someone has written something on the wall. That's Twitter, but electronically, on the internet, and you can only write so much. You can only write like 14 characters or something like that, So it's like real short bursts of people's information. You remember how people would hand you a flyer? Yeah, man, I'm performing over here at this and that club or whatnot. Twitter is the same thing. You're handing people a flyer, but on the internet, and it's electronic. And it can link to your music or a picture. A lot of people be posting butt-naked pictures over there, all kind of stuff on Twitter. So Twitter, that's what Twitter is. So so-and-so is following you on Twitter, People follow you. And when they follow you, that just means that those are the people who will see your information. And the ones who follow you, who you follow, you'll see their information. I'm going to tell you right now, anybody on Twitter not speaking English, I'm going to unfollow you real fast. I do that like a gang of Russians are following me on Twitter. And it was a lot of Arabs. But now it's a gang of Russians. I don't follow nobody that ain't speaking English, man. You ain't finna have me walking through the airport, okay, at security time. we saw your Twitter and your tweets and you part of the Russian mob. No, I'm not. I ain't part of nobody who ain't tweeting in English. I want to see, as you say, meet me over there with the guns and the bombs at Cafe Luna at 3 o'clock. Yeah, if you're saying that, I need to know that. Don't say it. Cafe Luna. I'd be like, okay, what did he just say? What did he just say? Yeah, so I ain't having that. If I see you, if I catch you tweeting in Russian or another language, you're getting deleted. It happens. It goes down, partner. Just like, so some of the stuff going on in and around the world. If you tuned in late, we're rolling in Hollywood right now. We're doing Today's Insanity. We're on Franklin, heading toward the Celebrity Center for another big audition, second one today. First one's from Prius, Toyota Prius. And this one is for a big AI gig. Hollywood, man. Hollywood is what I call it. I've always called it that since I was a kid. Since I first got here and saw that it was weird. Ain't nothing. Hollywood is a tourist trap. This is not where the celebrities hang out at. You come over to Hollywood looking for that, you're going to get disappointed. You're going to see a bunch of people acting like celebrities, faking the funk, and then you're going to see a bunch of people dressed up out there looking like old dead celebrities or action figures and whatnot, and they get in the fights. I got some of those fights on tape. I'm going to post them, too. I got two Batmans going at it. But that was at the beach, still, same thing. They work over here, they work at the beach, they work Third Street Promenade, and I just think I've seen P. Diddy, or a lookalike, faking the funk, driving a Chrysler 300. That wasn't no P. Diddy. He'd have been in a Bentley. Anywho, that was D. Pity. That wasn't P. Diddy, that was D. Pity. Some of the things going on in and around the world. Here's one for you. Man, this guy went to one of these restaurants, Taco Bell, or one of that orders the Beefy Crunch Burrito, one of those places that sell the Beefy Crunch Burrito, and this is what happened. he ordered seven of them. He ordered seven Beefy Crunch Burritos, and they raised them 50 cents. He didn't know they went up 50 cents. They went up 50 cents more than what they used to be, and so he got pissed off. Oh, yeah. His seven Beefy Crunch Burritos was 50 cents more each. chemical, and I'm waving people in and letting them go. Okay, yeah, okay, that's it. Now this dude want to fight me because I'm letting him in. Get out my lane, partner. Yeah, so he wanted 7 beefy crunch burritos, and they were 50 cents more, so this is what he did. Now, I don't know how had he planned this. He bust out. He had 3 weapons, man, including an assault rifle. He pulled out all his guns and started shooting. God, I'll teach you to raise the price on my beefy crunch burritos. And not only that, but he got into a high-speed chase with the police, right, chasing back to his hotel wherever he was staying at. On the way to the hotel, though, in high-speed chase, he got into 2 car crashes. 2 car crashes, getting away, and get to the hotel, 3-hour standoff. Yeah, they got SWAT. All this over beefy crunch burritos. How good are them damn burritos? That's what I want to know. What the hell are they putting in them burritos that make you want to do that? You know, 3 weapons, assault rifles, 2 car crashes, 3-hour standoff at the hotel with the police, shootout. Beefy crunch burritos. They must be damn good, huh? Or either he had some hella munchies. He had the hella munchies, right? I mean, I'm sure they had 50 cents more apiece, too. He was broke as hell. Now, he wasn't that broke. Come on, you got all the weapons. Just rob the places and run them full of burritos instead of shooting up the joint. See, that therein lies the insanity, folks. Well, first of all, to have one of them weapons and go crazy over 50 cents more. Let's do the math here. Okay, 7 times 50 cents is what? $3.50, right? So over $3.50 more, this guy risked life and limb, one of the murder folks, and put everybody in jeopardy over $3.50. Sheer insanity. Sheer insanity. People don't want crazy, man. That's why we talking about today's insanity on Stevie Mac Radio. You listen to Stevie Mac Radio broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, and I'm rolling. I'm rolling up here to the Celebrity Center. I got an audition tonight, so I am in the vehicle as I speak. I'm at Vine and Franklin now, and we're talking about today's insanity. We're not at switchboards, we're not at the phone banks, and we're not in the chat room. We're just here. So if you are in the chat room and you can hear me, how'd that happen? You know what? I'm going to tell you how that happens. Sometimes, a lot of times, oftentimes, when you go into the chat room, there's like several different chat rooms opened up, and I don't know, I'm not in all of them. You know, so I don't know how that happens, but all over the world, there's a different chat room somewhere. So, you know, anyway, that happens. But right now, I'm rolling. I'm doing a show. Yeah, from the hoopty to hoopty. I'm going up here to this audition. You want to come in, man? Okay, yeah. People are driving. So anyway, people went crazy. We're talking about today's insanity. Here's another one. This lady's in Orange County. What's happening in Orange County recently? This lady here. She's in her car, right? At nighttime, she's in her car and she goes over to DMV and she backs into the DMV. It's closed. Okay, well, let me just straighten this out here. The DMV is closed. It's like 5-6 o'clock at night. She drives through the window of the DMV, right, but backwards. So she backs into the DMV, crashed the windows down and everything, get up in there. As you get up in there, she jumps out of the car, and she goes to work, you know, doing stuff. Not to work like, you know, that's her job. She goes crazy. And so the police arrive, and they call the sheriff because they're the ones that handle federal crime. You know, you mess with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Yeah, for those of you who want DMV, it's not District of Maryland and Vermont. District of Maine and Vermont. Denver, no. But, yeah, anyway, not that. This DMV is the Department of Motor Vehicles because I had to get that straight, too. I didn't even know that y'all called that the DMV for a while there. I just found that out. So, anyway, this DMV is the Department of Motor Vehicles. So, lady backs her car up into the window, crash, bang, smashing well, jumps out of the car, goes to work, get busy. Police out there, and the sheriffs come, and they got the place surrounded now, right? So she come back out, hop in her car like ain't nothing happening, and starts driving like she's gonna drive away. Oh yeah, hop in her car, man. Man, they haul off and stick the dogs on her. You know, the police got them police dogs, right? They stick some police dogs on her, right? The dog had grabbed her by her head. one place he grabbed her. Grabbed her by her head and by her arm. They must have had a couple of them on her. But yeah, them dogs got her ass real quick by the head and the arm and who banged on her. And they asked her, what the hell was you doing, you know, crashing through the DMV like that? And what was you doing up in there? She said, and I quote, I needed to get on the computer in there so that I could tell my version of the story. She needed to get on the computer so she could tell her version of the story. You know how people be having disputes with the DMV and all that stuff there, man. Well, she figured she needed to go into the DMV and let them know her version of the story. So she did that. Yeah, she did that, player. How ridiculous is that? That's just some of the stuff going on in and around the world. This is your boy, Stevie Mac, broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California. I am at the Celebrity Center. We got a lot of stuff coming up, man. The Chocolate Chip Dancers pilot will be shot in a minute. We're in the middle of writing that. We won't say the name of it until it's copywritten because people be stealing stuff, man. That's called intellectual properties when you got stuff that that you created. And people still, it's happened to me before. Somebody stole a movie. And you know, there's a joke about that. I did this joke. When I used to do Club 14 TV back in the day, I had a scene there where this guy comes in to pitch a movie, and he's pitching movies that's already made. He goes like, yeah, so I got an idea for this movie. It's about a big boat, and it goes out on the water, and it's in the real frigid cold, and it hits an iceberg and sinks. And the producer at the studio goes, oh, yeah, that movie's been done. It's called The Titanic. Oh, no, I was going to call my Gigantic, yeah. No, that's my movie. My movie! And so he's pitching all these movies that's already been done. But my movie, skateboard movie, called Grinders, awesome movie. Next thing I know, lo and behold, we're in principal photography. A few months later, out comes this movie called Grind. Mine is Grinders. This was called Grind. All my characters' names, they got all my characters in their movie, all the names. And the first 15 minutes of my movie is what they used to make their entire movie with. You probably saw that Wee Man in it, Tony Hawk, it had everybody in it. Big old movie, big old production. But this was back when I was young in the game, and I didn't know about intellectual properties and getting copyrights on your scripts and getting registered with the Writers Guild. So I'm telling you, yes, you the listener, if you got an idea, get it on paper, get it copywritten, get registered with the Writers Guild of America, about $20 to do that, and get they give you a number, a registration number and everything. You don't have to be a member to get a registration number on your scripts. And that way you cover your ass. So if anybody steal your idea, you got a leg to stand on when you take them to court. In fact, I was going to take them to court back then, but, you know, got sidetracked, was doing a bunch of stuff, and that's how life is, man. Life is a trip, and it gets even more trippier as we go along. So stay focused. I'm focused like a laser beam on this acting and entertainment thing, and I hope that you stay focused on whatever it is you're doing. If you're a stripper, stay focused on the pole. You know, be the best damn stripper you can be. Don't let nobody tell you. And perhaps I'll show up and make it rain. You know what I'm saying? Whoop, whoop, to the whoop, whoop. Yeah! This is your boy, Stevie Mac, doing it up live. And today's insanity. Today's insanity is tomorrow's reality. And since I'm out in the field in Hollywood, the switchboards and the chat rooms aren't open, but I got to give a shout-out to Tickle Pink. She may be listening over there in Marina Del Rey. And Brother Malcolm, locked and loaded up. China Eyes, the Oracle. Lady Taz and Swoops World, Seti J's Life After Dust, of course, Dennis C. Latham. I'm giving a shout-out to some of my diehard compatriots, people who are struggling and striving toward doing a damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And all my listeners who are locked in and loaded up around the world, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and across the waters, Afghanistan, China, and to all the people in Japan and those suffering in Japan, our hearts and our prayers go out to you. You know, if you can't, there's an old saying that if you can't do nothing to change something with your hands, change it with your mouth. And if you can't change it with your mouth, change it with your heart. And that is the weakest form of faith, just change it with your heart. Because you really should get into action to do something to help somebody. Somebody less than yourself. So, you know, with that being said, the people in Haiti are still suffering. And all those people in Libya getting bombs dropped on them right now. Our hearts and our prayers go out to you. And so with that being said, your boy Stevie Mack is getting ready to sign off right here because I got to go to this audition at the Celebrity Center. But we'll be back on tomorrow. We got a comedian who's going to be on the show, as well as other guests, special guests. Tomorrow's another night. We're on at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Is the call time. Be there or be square. This is your boy, Stevie Mack. Am I signing off? Hold on. I want to read you something before I sign off. I got my book right here, and I'm tuned in and locked in and turned on. And tell you what, man, I just read this article with George Carlin today. This was 3 years before he passed away. And I got to tell you, he was saying a lot of important stuff in that article. And, you know, what's amazing is that, looking at that article with George Carlin, 3 years before he passed away, it was in 2005, because, you know, he died in June of 2008. And it was like October of 2005, the article in the magazine. He was saying, what I want to get to the point is that is that the stuff you plan on doing, because he was talking about stuff he was planning on doing. He had just got off drugs, and he was doing another tour, and he was out there pounding away on the comedy scene. The stuff that you plan on doing, you better do it today. you better get crack-a-knacking at it right now, because tomorrow is not promised. You know, they say yesterday is history, today tomorrow's a mystery. All we got is a present. That's why it's called a gift. Or, you know, right now is a present, is a gift. That's why it's called a present. Here we go. The bottom line is you ain't got tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. Get cracking right now. And you know what? If you're not happy where you're at and you try to go somewhere else thinking that's going to make you happy, guess what? Wherever you go, there you are. I mean, if your position ain't straight where you at right now, no matter where you go, you ain't going to be happy. So get happy now. You know, don't wait for soul. Yeah, if that happens, I'm going to be happy. Or if I get fat, then I'll be happy. What if you never get that? What if you die before you get that? Well, so you died sad. You died not enjoying life. Enjoy every waking moment that you got on this earth. Whoop, whoop, to the whoop, whoop. Just got a new dog. Her name is Maya. You know, I wanted a Rottweiler, but I got a Suna. My dad said it's a Suna. I said, what's a Suna, Daddy? He said, yeah, Suna one thing is another. Suna one thing as it is another. So you never know what life is going to hand you, but you got to make the best of life from where you stand. That's a saying from Booker T. Washington. Cast your bucket where you stand. That means get down what you got right now. If you got a dollar in your pocket and you're trying to make a movie, guess what? Your budget is a dollar. Break out with your camera phone and start making that movie. Look at the Blair Witch Project. It looked like they made that for a dollar. They made $100 million. They made history with that. So anyway, that's the words of inspiration for your boy, Stevie Mack, today on Today's a Saturday. Getting down with the get down. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Stevie Mack Radio. We'll be doing it again like this Monday through Thursday. Is it call time? Be here or be in fear. Yeah, your boy be performing this Saturday in Culver City, doing Diary of a Crackhead, my one-man show. Also, the 31st. Be performing on the 31st, and that's at the Paparazzi Comedy in Culver City. All that and more information is over at steviemack.com, steviemack.com. You want to check out the world,